From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. At Camp Pendleton today in Southern California, a Marine squad leader was found guilty of murdering an Iraqi man. Prosecutors said Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins masterminded the killing and directed his squad to carry it out. But today, the military jury also decided that the murder was not premeditated. The incident occurred back in April 2006 near the village of Hamdaniya. Joining us from Camp Pendleton is NPR's John McChesney. He's been covering the court-martial of Sergeant Hutchins. And, John, did this verdict come as a surprise?
Well, I think to those of us who've covered the rest of the legal proceedings here, it didn't come as a surprise. But I think to scholars of military jurisprudence, it probably did come as a surprise. As one of the prosecutors said here, this is an unusual case coming out of Iraq in the sense that we know exactly what happened there, and five witnesses who were members of this eight-man squad turned evidence and told us what happened. So it appeared a slam-dunk case for premeditation, and yet the jury today came out with an unpremeditated judgment.
Well, these five witnesses who you just mentioned, what did the jury learn from those witnesses about the murder plot?
On that morning of April 26, 2006, a squad led by Hutchinson's huddled in a grove of palms in the pre-dawn hours outside of Hamdaniya, and they plotted to kidnap a known insurgent and kill him to teach a hostile village a lesson. They were disgusted by the fact they'd picked this guy up a number of times, and he'd been released. Hutchins, they say, was the mastermind. He asked if everybody was in. Everybody said they were in. They couldn't find the original man, so they dragged an older man, Hashim Ibrahim Awad, from his home. They put him in a roadside hole, and several members then fired on him. Then they placed a rifle and a shovel beside him to make it look like he was planting a bomb. Hutchins put three rounds into the man's head, and according to testimony, said, "Gents, we just got away with murder. It seemed like a premeditated case."
But in the end, no one in this case was actually convicted of premeditated murder.
That's true, and there are a number of speculations about why that's true. One of them is that most of the jury panels here were made up of a Marine Iraqi veterans, some of whom had done numbers of tours in Iraq, and that they would be sympathetic to fellow Marines. And the defense was pretty good on some of these cases. It was a hostile village, and the Marines viewed everyone there as an insurgent. They cast doubt on the dead man's reputation, said perhaps he was sympathetic to the insurgency, that he wasn't just an innocent 52-year-old father of 11 that was portrayed by the prosecution. They said some defendants were suffering from PTSD, and they said there was a lot of pressure from command to kill insurgents, and there was confusion about the rules of engagement. So those things seem to have taken their measure with the juries.
And Sergeant Hutchins, who was convicted today, has he said anything in his own defense?
He hasn't. His sentencing procedure will be underway over the next day and a half. And at that point, he has the right to make a statement in his defense. He still faces the possibility of life in prison without parole, even without the mandatory sentence that would have come with premeditated murder. It just depends upon the jury and the judge and ultimately on the base commander here, General Mattis.
And Sergeant Hutchins, go ahead.
There is another defendant here who is in the sentencing phase. That's Corporal Marshall Magin Calda, and he was convicted of conspiracy to commit murder, and his sentencing will be happening probably tomorrow as well. So we have two of those sentencings coming out pretty
okay.
soon.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's NPR's John McChesney at Camp Pendleton, California, where Marine Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins was convicted today of murdering an Iraqi man.